Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
On a Thursday, getting you ready for the weekend as the Packers get ready to take on the Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau. We've got a lot to get to today. First of all, we'll talk a little bit about the Vikings. Then we're going to talk some college football. Pete Futek from collegefootballnews.com is going to join us and talk about the ramifications of yesterday when we found out that Paul Christ, among others, with Wisconsin, are indeed testing positive for COVID, and therefore they decided to pause all football-related activities. Then you've got chirping down in Lincoln, Nebraska, where they are saying that the Badgers are ducking them, which I don't understand at all. We're also going to talk some more Packers. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette is going to be here, and you're going to want to hear what Charles Woodson had to say. And he was discussing many things on the big show on our flagship station yesterday, based out of Milwaukee. So we're going to hear that conversation. We'll be talking about all the different trade rumors that are going on out there. Aaron Rodgers met with the media yesterday. We're going to hear that. Today is a Fantasy Football Thursday. Kate Majuk is going to be here from BallBlastFootball.com and RotoWorld.com. So start getting your questions in. If you want to do it via Twitter, you can do so with the hashtag AskKate, and we'll get to those a little bit later on. And then we are going to have some buy or sell today. Phil Mackey from Score North over in the Twin Cities, give us the lowdown as to what's actually happened to what was supposed to be a pretty good Minnesota Vikings team, and they just have been swirling the bowl pretty much since the season got underway, and now they're somewhat of a fire sale, I guess is the best way to put it, getting rid of some of the players that they brought in. So we'll get into that discussion coming up today with Phil as well. First and foremost, last night I had a great time. I know it was a little bit late because we had talked about doing it between 7 and 7:30, so I got there about 7:40-ish yesterday. But if you follow us over on the Facebook fan page, and I always recommend you do so, I mean, you like us there, and anything that we do will pop up for you. But go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow, and it's the page with the blue check mark. And it's, the lead pictures of me sitting in front of Miller Park with a big picture of myself and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar up top. But that being said, I had a great time last night. Over 13,000 of you interacted with us, with myself last night as we did the sit-down video. These things are really going to be pretty cool. Just sitting down, answering questions. And I've always said, look, it doesn't have to be sports-related. It can be anything. But a lot of talk about the Packers last night. Little off my game because I was getting a lot done last evening, and I kind of hurried it, and I apologize for that. But it was a lot of fun. You know, my dog Elmo made an appearance at the end, as a matter of fact, and just a lot of cool questions. So, I encourage you when we do these things, if you have nothing going on and you've watched and binge watched everything and you're cooped up at home, you know, we kind of welcome you into my home. So If you continue to do that, I appreciate it. Tonight, coming up a little after 5 o'clock, we'll do another one of these where we'll do a brief one, sitting down and getting you ready for the Bill Michaels Huddle coming up tonight. That's from 6 to 8. And tonight on the Huddle, Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, is going to be here. And then Doug Russell, who's made an appearance on the program already once this season, he's going to be back with another appearance. So it's going to be Mike and Doug tonight coming up. So we're going to get into everything from this matchup with the Minnesota Vikings to the trade deadline and, you know, just everything and anything tonight, discussion regarding the Packers. So we got all that coming up this evening. So sitting where they sit right now, the Green Bay Packers are tied, really. I mean, if you look at the wins and losses, with the Bears at the top of the division, just for the fact that the Bears have played an extra game. The Packers are 5-1, the Bears are 5-2, but, you know, they're still, it's all going to even out in the end. We all know that. So, look, the Packers are the best team in the division. I think we have discovered a little bit more about the Chicago Bears, more so their offense than anything. But you look at the Minnesota Vikings, who are the exact opposite of the Packers, they are 1-5. They are 1-5. Their net points, the Packers are positive 38. Positive 38. The Bears' net points are negative 2 for a team that's 3 games over 500. Negative 2. Lions are negative 9, and they're back at 3-3. Negative 37. Negative 37 for the Minnesota Vikings in net points. Now, it's not the worst because every team in the NFC East is negative, okay? A team like the Carolina Panthers, negative 6. Atlanta Falcons, negative 23. So, does this team coming into Lambeau Field this weekend scare you at all? Does it scare you at all? Is there any trepidation about this team whatsoever? Anything at all? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Do you have any trepidation about this game? Do you have any anxiety about this game? It's a rivalry game. So there's a couple of things at stake. First and foremost, your division. I mean, that's the number one thing. Don't forget, Matt LaFleur is the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, has yet to lose in the division. Undefeated. Does this game at all, eventually you would think that he wouldn't, you would like to think that he wouldn't, but eventually he's going to lose a game in the division. But does this game bother you at all? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Is there any angst to this game at all regarding the Packers coming into this contest? They still, you know, they still got a decent run game in Dalvin Cook. Kirk Cousins is nowhere near what Kirk Cousins was billed to be. He's having a really down year. Kyle Rudolph is still a solid weapon, albeit he's been a little bit nicked up this year. Adam Thielen can get open. Justin Jefferson is having an unbelievable season. But does this team scare you at all? Their offensive line is not good. They still, even though they've tried to bolster it with Riley Reiff and Dozier and Bradbury and such, and O'Neal, they've tried to bolster it, but they have had their own issues. And they even picked up Ezra Cleveland in the draft, in their second-round draft choice, to try to solidify the guard position to give them depth there. But their offensive line, not good. You can get to Kirk Cousins. You can rattle him. Their offense is not what it once was. Their defense is not what it once was. You have Eric Kendricks. As far as the name, Harrison Smith is still there. Jeffrey Gladney, their first-round draft choice as well this year. He's playing at the right corner position right now. He's a starter back there. That's a guy you can pick on. Mike Hughes, their first-round draft choice from a couple of years ago. He's starting over at the left corner. Anthony Harris, the free agent from undrafted guy playing free safety. And been playing pretty well, actually. But it's nowhere near the same as Xavier Rhodes and company and Anthony Barr and Everson Griffin. And this has lost the teeth of this defense is gone. So does this game, does this team scare you at all? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to go ahead and do so. Again, 855-830-8648. Hey, if you want to get a hold of our good friends at Bud Light, all you got to do is go to BudLight.com. They are the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And don't forget, over there at Bud Light, the Bud Light Seltzer, it's the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Huddle. Unquestionably good, all kinds of different flavors when it comes to Bud Light Seltzer, grapefruit, cranberry, pineapple, strawberry flavors. Go to BudLight.com for all the information. Your phone calls when we come back. Does this Vikings team at all scare you? Does this Vikings team at all give you any trepidation into this game? Or are you just completely confident? You know why this game scares me? I'll tell you why when we come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Do you have any concerns at all about the game this upcoming weekend against the Minnesota Vikings? Any at all? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. So let's go to the phone calls. What concerns do you have about this Packers team going into this game, if any at all? And I'll tell you mine coming up here momentarily. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Pewaukee. Mike, how you doing, man? What's up?
Hey, Bill. Clearly the Packers are a better team. That goes without saying. I think we both realize that. But it is the Vikings, and they still are an NFL team. And you know that whole that saying on any given Sunday. I mean, and that's what you've been talking about. You know, don't look past the Vikings if you're the Packers. I mean, because they're hungry for a win. I mean, they may be deflated, but there's, you know, all it takes is a couple players that are angry, want to force a couple turnovers, and it could breathe life into them. I think that's a really slim chance. I mean, the Packers are playing at home. The offense is clicking pretty well. Our defense is okay. So having said all that, I think there's maybe like a 25-30% chance the Vikings could squeak out a win here. But and Mike Zimmer, as much as I don't like the man, I think he's a pretty good coach. And then you got Kirk Cousins. I mean, hopefully, it couldn't happen to a nicer team that they've been searching for a quarterback, and they get one, they get Kirk Cousins, and I think he's just a game manager. He's a glorified game manager, and he hasn't really done anything since they got there. And I couldn't be happier, to be honest with you. And I'm glad Anthony Barr's out. I don't wish ill on the guy, but I'm glad Anthony Barr's not playing. I hope we beat up on him good.
Yeah, I'm hoping as well. I appreciate the phone call. You're right about what you just stated, and this is one of the areas that I've got a concern with, and see if you do as well. It's not that I think the Packers couldn't be beat, because I think they could be beat. Okay, that's not it. It's if they play their game and just do what they've been doing all season long, they're going to win this game. I don't have any qualms about that. However, what I look at on this schedule, I say Thursday night, November 5th. This Thursday night, November 5th. Packers take on San Francisco on the road. It's a quick turnaround. Plus, you got to go to the West Coast. The road team on Thursday nights very rarely win. The history of Thursday night football has been the team going on the road on Thursday nights usually doesn't win. This is not an easy turnaround for the Green Bay Packers. So you're energy right now, while it should be squarely on the Minnesota Vikings, I don't think you can help to look forward You're almost going, oh, geez, we got a quick turnaround. I got to get home on Sunday night. I want to get to bed. I want to get up early. We got to start getting ready for San Francisco. We're going to fly out on Wednesday night and blah, blah, blah. You got a lot going on. And, oh, by the way, it's a team that whooped your ass last year twice. That's what my concern is that they start looking ahead, and which doesn't bode well for anybody. 855-830-8640. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Cudahy. Mike, welcome to the program, The Bill Michaels Show. What's going on, man?
Hey, Bill. How are you looking today?
I'm looking good today. What's happening?
Well, you took a little wind out of my sails, but I wanted to kind of echo the sentiments of the previous caller before you made your comment on this game. Here's a couple possibilities, okay? Let's say we focus on the Vikings. We run up a score. We start playing our second, third stringers to save it for the Thursday night game. Can't take the Vikings lightly. This could be their signature win of the whole season if they beat the Packers. If the Packers don't bring their A game, which I'm sure they will, but if they don't, and there's any possibility of the Vikings even squeaking out a win by 1 point, hey, they're going to do it. And then we're in big trouble because, then, like you said, we got to go to San Francisco. We never hardly win on the West Coast, and especially in such a short period of time between two games here. But I do think the Packers will prevail, but I think they ought to rest some of the players if they can rack up a score. That's my statement.
Appreciate the phone call. Look, if they can rack up a score, you try to rest anybody, but you've got some injuries that you have to deal with right now. It's great to hear that Alan Lazard is back and Kirksey is back, and I don't think they're going to be playing in this contest. I don't think they're going to be activated, but it's good to hear that they're back at practice. You've got an ailing David Bakhtiari, and maybe you're hanging on to Bakhtiari. You're hanging on to Aaron Jones. You don't let them in on this contest because, really, if they get – I'm not going to say if they get beat up. The rigors of an NFL game on a Sunday to then turn around healthy-wise and go out to the West Coast on a Thursday is tough enough. Much less to do it when you're nursing injury coming back. I don't think there's any way, shape, or form, if anybody's really banged up coming into this contest, that the Packers are going to risk furthering that injury and or them not being at least back to, you know, nominal strength when they take on the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday night. You got a good foothold in the division right now. You know you're the best team in the division. It's not to say that you're not playing for something, because what you're playing for is not only the division, you're playing for the best record in the NFC and hopefully a first-round bye. I mean, that's what you're hoping for. But I'm not risking the season for the game. So anybody that's nicked up, probably not going to be playing in this contest. And I would be squarely – and again, this is where you start to think too much. This is a game you have to win. You want to win. You don't want to lose your Matt LaFleur. You want to kind of keep that undefeated record in the division intact. You got that over everybody. You want to smile on that, right? But you do got to look ahead and think, okay, in 4 days, I have to get my team healthy, ready, traveled to San Francisco for a big game out there. So it's hard not to look past the Minnesota Vikings and start thinking strategically about the San Francisco 49ers. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you, because I think there's a lot of people thinking kind of the same thing. But do the Minnesota Vikings as a team, as a whole, in general, in any way, shape, or form, give you any thought for concern? Just it seems like, and although Mike Zimmer, we heard him yesterday when he met with the Wisconsin media, when he met with the Packers media yesterday, Mike Zimmer seemed to be in a really good mood. He wasn't contentious, wasn't angry, wasn't, you know, he was kind of like, yeah, we're coming to play. You know, it doesn't matter if we've gotten rid of some guys. This is a rivalry game, you know, and they realize that. This is their, I don't want to say this is their Super Bowl, okay, because I think that's taking it a bit too far. But this is a big game for them. They may not win the division. Hell, they may not even make the postseason. They may not even come close to a wild card. But if they can say they're the first team to beat Matt LaFleur in the division, that's a feather in your cap. That's something to build on. Not to mention, it's a little job security, because let's be honest, everybody that's in the division squarely targets Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, and it doesn't matter who's coaching them, to try to get over on them. They are the feather in your cap. That's what keeps you employed. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Silent Mover says over on Twitter, the only concerns that I have is more injuries for the Green Bay Packers. Don Rogers tweets us, at Bill underscore Michael, says this game makes me weary and alert a little because they go to the big boy table next Thursday night. Classic trap game. Just depends on if they run Matt's flowing offense or McCarthy's drop back and pray offense like Tampa. The Vikings got smeared by the Falcons. That's all you need to know. That's from 105.7 FM, The Fang. This one is from Don, who also says if Green Bay doesn't pull a trade today, then they won't. Players have to sit for 6 days due to COVID rules. The acquisition will have to sit for 2 games. So what's the point? Yes, and you are true on that. If they don't get something done today, chances are whoever you're going to try to get into the system, you're not going to get them in for the next 2 games, that's for sure. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox, other than all of a sudden Kirk Cousins getting hot and Dalvin Cook running all over our defense because they simply can't tackle at times, no, I don't have any worry about this game. Lisa says, I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to throw for 350 yards. It'll be 35-17. Mark my words. You know what, Lisa? If you were watching last night on the Facebook Live that we did, I think that's what I chose last night, 35-17. So if you were watching, maybe you're just if not, you know what they say. You know, great minds think alike. So, and if you didn't watch last night, then that's exactly what I'm thinking, is that you're kind of down the same path. Victor says, these rivalry games are always much closer. I'm going to say 35-27, but the Packers get a win. Pray there aren't any significant injuries. Rick says, the Vikings don't scare me, but on any given Sunday, it can happen. Let's just all make sure that it doesn't, and they get out to San Francisco and are able to beat the pants off the 49ers. It would be about time. So there you have it. A lot of different discussion. I think everybody's kind of looking at it the same way. P10 poll says it's a professional football game between division and rivals. That's enough to create any concern in my mind. There's always tough games. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Badgers situation. I will kind of roll the topic a little bit. I want to talk about this Badgers deal and what's going on out there at Camp Randall, and also the concerns and why in the world is Nebraska chirping at all? Seriously, why in the world is Nebraska chirping and all? It's just the dumbest thing. It's just the dumbest thing for them to even be in, you know, chirping up at all. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends over there at Quick Trip. What's for dinner tonight? Prepared fresh in the kitchen. By the way, there is football tonight. So if you're going to sit down and maybe watch the game this evening, you're going to have some football to watch. You might as well go out to Quick Trip, grab yourself a dinner. And one of the good ones, whether it's fettuccine Alfredo with chicken, they have that. You've also got turkey, potatoes, gravy. You got that. Beef stroganoff, pork chop with stuffing and potatoes and gravy. It's all right there. Quick Trip has you covered. Now, I know, tonight's game, craptastic, Falcons and Panthers. But it's football, and we'll take it. So tonight, when you want to sit down, pop something in, heat and eat, you're good to go. That's our friends over there at Quick Trip. Talking college football and the Badger situation coming up next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We know the cold weather's coming. It's going to get a little bit warmer this week, and actually it's going to be kind of nice. And we're going to get a little bit of a warm spell. So now's the time, really, at the end of the month here, to get your windows and doors replaced. And the deal is still going on at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And you can set up that free consultation right now. Simply go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. You can beautify your home, add value to your home, make it more economical, and add security to your home. Nobody's popping open your doors. Nobody's popping open your windows. Through the end of October, so you got a few days left. It's the 29th. Just get in. Just go to PellaWI.com, get that free consultation, and you're set up. So that way you're already in that system. So go ahead and get a hold of them. Our friends at PellaWI.com. Again, PellaWI.com. Let's talk about the Badgers, college football, shall we? As the Badgers ran into some bad news yesterday. Not only do they have some positive COVID tests, their starting quarterback is out with a bad foot. Graham Mertz, the backup quarterback, who now the starter, he's down with COVID. You've got their backup to the backup out with COVID. Vandenboom is your next guy. Then you got your head coach out with COVID. It's a bad perfect storm, I guess, is the best way to put it. And to talk more about it, Pete Futek is joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Pete, how you been?
I'm doing just fine, all things considered. How are you guys doing up there?
We're doing okay. I mean, we've obviously got some concern about the football program. But with the positive test at Wisconsin, let's start there first and foremost. We knew that you weren't going to go through an entire Big Ten season without having something. So, unfortunately, it's hit the Badgers. So, I guess, what do you know with – I know the Big Ten requires, 21 days of quarantine. Do you know how this is going to work, if they're going to be able to quarantine certain guys that are asymptomatic for 21 days or 7 days? I mean, are they going to be able to get back to full strength even for the next three games?
That's going to be the big question. I mean, look, it's 21 days hard stop. I mean, if you test positive and you're confirmed and it's not a false positive test, it's 21 days. And I've been a fan of this idea from the start. And I know it's going to get challenged. And I know it's going to get yelled at by a lot of people. But it really kind of takes the ball out of the hands of the teams and the programs, and they're just like, look, this thing's no joke. You know, this is, I mean, especially in the Big Ten, I mean, you know this better than anybody else. College campuses are a disaster. I mean, it's just, not just Wisconsin, who I know, some students up there who have it. I'm now up to 8 family friends' kids in Big Ten schools who got it. And they're fine. You know, that's not really the point. They're not going to die or anything like that, but you don't know the lingering effects. And the 21-day thing, originally it was about making sure that the players got the all-clear for any potential heart issues. And there's a study that just came out, though, that just said that so far they haven't been able to find any heart issues in the college players who have gotten it so far. But all it takes is one necessarily, and then that's a problem, obviously. So, yeah, look, it's 21 days. I think it kind of puts the onus on the schools and the coaches to be like, look, you've got to be extra super careful here, because you want to miss potentially half of your season or more as this thing goes on. Don't get it. And it's bad luck, obviously, if you do. But I think this makes everyone locked down just that much harder. But for the football-wise, I complained about this from the start. The Big Ten had it right the first time around when they had their original schedule, because they had a bunch of built-in fail-safes. They had, like, 3 extra weeks. They had some of the biggest games early. And the 8-game and 8-week thing was never going to really work because of something like this. But at the end of the day, look, it's the system working. You know, tests aren't cures. And this is the test that everyone's taking so that everyone else can play. So if you don't test positive, your team's playing. Unfortunately, the Badgers tested positive, and first and foremost, forgetting football, just hope everyone's all right.
Why in the world is Nebraska chirping that the Badgers are ducking them?
That's just moronic on every level. And I don't think I don't think anybody with a brain is. I mean, I think the only thing, there's a couple fan type of outlets, and who knows who runs social media and sends out a tweet on the right day. But that's just possibly the dumbest thing possible. I mean, there's no chance. I even thought if the 4th string quarterback, Danny Vandenboom, was playing, I still think the Badgers beat him. Wisconsin wouldn't duck anyway. That's just not how this program works, and to say anything else is just idiotic.
No, that I completely agree with. So let's talk about the rest of college football. I mean, obviously you got a big game. What would have been a big game down in Happy Valley, where Ohio State travels this coming weekend, But the shocker was that Indiana, an up-and-coming program, I've said Indiana for the last couple of years has really been impressive in the sense that you could just kind of get the feel that they're getting on the cusp of something. They knock off Penn State. Now Penn State has to go back. And I guess Ohio State dodges a bullet because you're not going to get a whiteout situation when they do that down there at Happy Valley. But give me your thoughts on Ohio State going down to Penn State, how big a game this is.
Yeah, it's obviously huge. I mean, especially, and that's the other part of the eight-game season is, you know, there aren't that many big, giant games. I mean, look at, you know, to bring us back to the Badgers as well, you know, look at what Ohio State and Michigan have going forward. You know, this is it. You know, if Ohio State wins this, give me the game that they're not going to win by 20 up until the season finale against Michigan. And for Michigan, Wisconsin was their big game. I mean, Michigan State stinks. I mean, Penn State is good, but that's a winnable game for Michigan. That's one of those games you have to win. Even if Michigan loses to Penn State, they're still alive. So these big games are few and far between. So this is it for Ohio State. If they get this, they're just going to roll through everybody until mid-December without even a hiccup, unless, of course, there is an outbreak on campus and, you know, Ohio State's had its issues there as a university. So you always want to put that caveat in there. But, yeah, if they win this game, basically, it's Ohio State, Michigan, and that's it for the Big Ten championship for the East. But Penn State, they played well. They had a really, really bad last 2 minutes. But what kind of got lost in that game with Indiana and the finishes, Indiana was awful for about 58 and a half minutes. I mean, they only had something like 140 yards of total offense, and then everything came alive when it had to. So, you know, Penn State's got a defense. Penn State's got a good quarterback in Sean Clifford. They've got out. You know, they're good enough to at least hang with Ohio State and give them a problem here. I don't think it's going to be this Ohio State coronation. And I know, the whiteout. Okay, fine. But it also, you know, helps that, you know, Penn State's been pretty good over the last few years, too.
Purdue Boilermakers come out of nowhere and they knock off Iowa. Did we see Purdue being a good team this year and a climbing team, or did Iowa just take a step backwards?
A little bit. Iowa's just off. Look, this has been one of those, this year of all years has been so funky because every team and every other conference, it just isn't ready. I mean, you don't know who's ready to go and who's not. And the lack of sharpness is now and never more prominent than ever. I mean, remember, most of the Big Ten season usually starts after three warm-up games. And some games here, you know, against other good teams who are just getting started too, like this year would have been Ohio State and Oregon and Michigan and Washington and so on. But you don't have that game against Cream Puff Tech, which teams need to tune up. And Iowa just did not look sharp. I mean, Spencer Petras was fine throwing the ball, but they just did not click against Purdue. So give Purdue credit. They came up with it. They do have a decent offense. Aiden O'Connell stepping up at quarterback. Even without Rondale Moore, their receiving core is phenomenal. And they got a really, really nice home win. And that's another team where I didn't think much of Purdue to start the season. But now if you look at their schedule going forward, it's not that bad. I mean, it's in terms of Big Ten schedules. They missed a lot of the key teams, and this is one of the big ones that they were able to beat early on.
Pete, always great to catch up. Great to talk some Big Ten football. Hopefully we're talking more Badger football in the coming weeks, and we'll touch base again soon, okay?
We sure will. Have a good one, Bill.
Thanks, pal. Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com. You can find him on Twitter at Pete Futek, F-I-U-T-A-K, F-I-U-T-A-K, at Pete Futek over there on Twitter. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. A reminder, immediately following Green Bay and Minnesota, tune to many of these same stations. Gary Ellison and I get your analysis. We give you our analysis. We take the calls, tweets, emails, all of that stuff. It's the Green and Gold Postgame Show right here. And if you don't get it in your area, go to the radio.com app. You can follow us over there on our flagship station out of Milwaukee, 1250 AM, The Fan. And we hope to hear from you immediately following Green Bay and Minnesota. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Barry Alvarez. We're going to hear from Paul Chris. That's next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Vikings Sunday here at Lambeau Field. Green Bay has talked to the Houston Texans about a trade for wide receiver Will Fuller. According to The Athletic, the 26-year-old Fuller ran a 4.3 at the Combine 4 years ago. The trade deadline is next Tuesday. Charles Woodson joined us and was asked about the Packers' reluctance to trade for impact players.
When I think about even my time there in Green Bay, I just felt like we should have walked away out of there with at least two championships, no doubt about it. I just feel like, you know, there were some moves that you know, probably could have been made throughout those seasons to, you know, go out and bring another, you know, impact player in, and it didn't happen.
Packers wide receiver Davante Adams says he'd welcome a player like Fuller, but had this to say about Woodson's comments.
It's a little bit safer to say that once you're not playing for the team anymore. I don't know how it would be looked at if I came through and said, yeah, I'm just, you know, I'm always looking at that trade deadline. I'm like, man, why don't we sign somebody?
That's Davante Adams in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Welcome back. Our friends over at Neumel Medical, they want to let you know that, hey, you're not in this alone. Look, everybody's been sitting at home, putting on the weight. You know, it's just a different world we live in right now. There could be depression. You could have the brain fog. Look, if you're over the age of 30, maybe you want to get your numbers checked for low T. If things aren't good at home in a certain room in the house that you have more fun in, or at least tend to have more fun in, if you know what I mean. Maybe you can go over and give them a call. But also, if you just want to shed some pounds and you just want to jumpstart a new year, you're coming into the holiday season, man. You don't want to put any more weight, right? Maybe you just want to look better, feel better. And all you got to do is call. It's one phone number, different locations all over in the state of Wisconsin, beyond the borders as well. 414-455-4451. I weighed in today, 237.2. I continue to drop, albeit at smaller increments now. I got about 7 pounds to go, but I was 292 less than a year ago. And every month, more and more and more has come off. My energy is up, and I just feel great. Again, just call. You can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. Again, that's 414-455-4451. Barry Alvarez said it just made sense to cancel the game this weekend.
With 12 in the last, since the game, talking to our medical people as well as our chancellor, we just felt like with those numbers – that we had to get our arm around this. We didn't feel comfortable, particularly with as few as we've had prior to. And so we just felt it was necessary to control it now. And we'll put all of our players, we'll have an individual hotel room for all of our players as we quarantine them. So we just felt it was important. If we wanted to continue play for the year, to make this move right now and control the virus at this point.
So Paul Christ, the head coach, who also has tested positive for COVID, says, look, he understands. This is a tough decision, but he understands it.
Physically, feel good. Certainly disappointed, right, for the, you know, for what's happened. And, you know, throughout this whole, really kind of as we've gone about this, you know, we were wanting the opportunity, and our players were wanting the opportunity to play, and then to not have that opportunity, and I know why, and I support, you know, and understand why we're not, but you know, when you have a hand in it, you don't feel that. That's where there's a disappointment.
So Paul Christ was asked, do you know where this outbreak, where it originated from?
You know, I think every day you're trying to look at what is it that we can do to try to be doing this better, right? And to mitigate it. And certainly, you know, this is, and I don't profess to be an expert on this, but this is one part of this virus that it gets you a number of different ways. And you know, if you get, we don't know, like, did we have one super spreader? Did we, you know, I don't know that, Jeff, right? But you're absolutely always going to look at how can we be better and what do we need to do?
And then you talk about, you know, moving forward, how you handle it moving forward.
Right. The big thing is, in any of this, is what's our response? And the response is absolutely try to find every way that you can, one, how do we lower the curve, right? And that's what the 7-day pause is. And to not have as many, it was, you know, we had a number of positives. And so you first thing is to try to lower that. And then it's, you know, as you go forward, what are the different things we can do to allow ourselves to give us a chance to play. And that's something that will be, you do every day, I think.
So there you go, Paul Chris Perry Alvarez. Look, it's disappointing. You know, you got to handle it moving forward. You hope that guys are able to return sooner rather than later. I know the protocol in the Big Ten is pretty much cut and dry. It's black and white. So if you're going to challenge it, you should have challenged it probably prior to all of this happening. But nevertheless, it's in today's day and age, it's just something you got to do. You know, it's just, you just got to get it done. So anyway, that being said, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to give us a shout, please feel free to go ahead and do so. Glad to have you on board today. Got a lot more coming up. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Talk some Packers football. Talk some trade rumors. And then you're going to want to hear it. Charles Woodson, he was on the Big Show yesterday on our flagship station out of Milwaukee. And he says some things that he wishes would have happened because they may have won another championship. I will disagree. I'll tell you what it is when we come back, and you'll hear about it coming up here in about 20, 25 minutes. Stay tuned. We got a lot more of the Bill Michael Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.